Rosa.
Wherever you are, whatever you're doing on this cold winter night, thank you for spending the night with me. I hope you had a blessed Christmas, and I hope that you are looking forward to New Year's Eve. If you're feeling a little drained tonight, if your heart is heavy, I am here to lift your spirits just a little bit and share a light of hope with great music.
Slow down and love someone with Delilah.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. I've been sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I went wrong. But I can write.
Angela, how can I help you tonight?
My boyfriend and I broke up a couple of months ago. We're still really close, and we still do things together, but it's just hard for me to
make that transition from I love you, I want to kiss you, to let's be friends.
Yeah, we still, according to him, you know, we're still, like, dating, but there's no commitment, and I don't even want to think about him being with somebody else, even though he says he doesn't want to, not until, you know, he gets things straight in his life.
Why would you allow somebody to put you in that situation, or why would you choose to be in that situation?
Well, I don't know. I just, you know, I really love him, and I'd rather have him in my life as a friend than not in my life at all.
And that's great, but you know what? You still need to have a little self-respect and be able to set boundaries. And if you are going to get back together, you need to have a say in that, don't you think?
Yeah.
It might be in your best interest to not be quite so easily available.
And I know that. I mean, I've been on the outside of this kind of thing before where I've seen friends go through this, and I tell them the same thing, but it's so much harder to do when it's yourself.
Of course it is, because you love him, and you want to kiss him, and you want to be with him, and you built your dreams around him.
Yeah, I know.
I know. Just a little advice from Mother Delilah. Men are much more apt to turn around and look at what they had when you've got a backbone and they think you're a little unavailable. Let me find a song for you, sweetie.
I really appreciate it.
Good luck.
Thank you.
There is freedom within. There is freedom without. Try to catch the deluge in a paper cup. There's a battle ahead.
many battles are lost, but you never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me. Towing my car, the
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma comes from somebody whose heart is breaking. A listener writes, I've been with my husband for 4 years, married two. We're best friends, very honest with each other. I decided to go back to school and just recently graduated. My husband said he was so inspired by my accomplishments that he chose to go back to school and has 1 year remaining. We're receiving housing assistance from the VA, and his tuition is paid by the GI Bill. There was a mix-up on their end, and we haven't received any of our monies. It's been almost 3 months. We haven't paid our bills or our rent. We are now in threat of being evicted, and my husband has fallen into depression. He doesn't want to be near me. He sits around the house and mopes. He doesn't want the children near him or any activities with them. He's negative regarding everything. I feel that so much is in jeopardy because of his money situation. I try to stay positive and not hover over him, but I don't know what I can do. No one else knows about this. I don't know if I should tell his family. I know they would want to help, but I don't want to add fuel to the fire of his attitudes towards me. Help, I am lost and sinking in love. Well, lost in love, I will have my words of advice for you coming up next. You're listening to Delilah. Today's best music is on KZST.
The hustle and bustle of Christmas is over, and it's time to treat myself for all of my hard work. So, of course, I went to Kohl's. And boy, I'm glad I did, because it's their biggest clearance event of the season. I saved 70% on a cute pair of jeans, a cozy sweater, and some comfy PJs. Yep, going to Kohl's was just what I needed. Now to get back in the holiday spirit for New Year's. Select styles. Up to 70% offer ends January 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Your floors can go from clean to dirty fast. From juice spills, whoops, to muddy paw prints, to little sticky finger marks. Good thing your Swiffer WetJet works fast, too. Swiffer WetJet easily cleans everyday messes as quick as they happen. The next mess is right around the corner. So grab your Swiffer WetJet and just spray, push, all clean.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
KZST.
Thank you.
try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky.
Believe it happened to me.
I'm a lawyer, and I was a victim.
I'm a mom, and I'm still trying to undo the damage.
According to research from the Star Debit and ATM Network, 1 in 6 people are victims of identity theft. And the newest scam is phishing, spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, a deceptive way criminals lure people into giving out personal and financial information.
I'm in construction.
I'm a nurse.
I work with computers every day, and I was a victim.
I clicked on an email link that I thought was from my bank. It took me to a website that looked just like my bank.
The caller said he was from my mortgage company, and I believed him.
Be on guard. Treat unexpected requests for information with suspicion. Contact your trusted financial institution or other business directly if you suspect a request is not legitimate. Secure tools like your PIN number help keep your transactions safe. Don't give out your passwords and other private information to anyone fishing for it. Visit phishinginfo.org to learn more. A message from the National Consumers League.
If you've been a listener for a while, then you already know what KZST is all about. You're going to hear the biggest variety of music, and you're going to hear about the good things in life. Because KZST is all about Sonoma County, and KZST is all about you.
Listen to your heart when
into your heart. There's nothing else you can do. I don't know where you're going, and I don't know why, but listen to your heart before you tell. Nothing is what it seems. The feeling of belonging to your dreams. Listen to your heart when he's calling for you. Listen to your heart. There's nothing else you can do. I don't.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is a young married mother whose husband has slipped into a deep depression since he is not getting his benefits that are due him. And he mopes around the house. He doesn't want the children near him. He doesn't want to be near his wife. And he is in a terribly negative state of mind. Here's what you do. You go get help. You tell his family, you tell his doctor, you tell anyone and everyone connected with your husband. Depression is a serious, serious mental illness. How many calls have I taken during my career from people who've lost loved ones due to depression? And they always say, I wish I had known. I wish I had known they were suffering depression. I could have done something. You know, do something. Call his family physician. Call his superiors, call his friends, call his family. Have a meeting, say, help me. I don't know what to do. Because the kind of depression you describe your husband suffering is the kind of depression that leads to divorce and sometimes suicide. So please, 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 for your health, for your mental health, reach out and get help for your husband.
Through Welcome to the softer side of Sonoma County. Night times on KZST.